This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities to have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast. I'm Noah Lucy, and today I'm joined with Aaron Jarnigan, a marketing expert, if you will, on all things kind of marketing. So Aaron, you just want to give a quick background of kind of what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently serve in an agency role, which means that I work with a ton of different clients in a ton of different fields, financial services, podcasting, and I kind of help them outline what goals they have for their organization or their brand. And then ultimately how they take their content, their marketing, their promotion, and marry it to accomplishing those goals.
Awesome. Cool. So yeah, like all things marketing, pretty much you can handle, you have an understanding of, which is really, really cool. But honestly, I think a lot of people, though, would say that they also fit into that category. There's a lot of people on the internet that are always like, oh my gosh, like I took one course, or oh, I watched one Gary Vee video and now I know all about marketing. And here's why I think you should listen to me and why I think I can help your business. Like some individuals are saying that they can help an entire business or brand when they've just watched one video about it. And that kind of gets into this realm of like, I don't want to say like sleazy, but it's like, it's kind of like marketing tactics or marketing strategies that maybe don't work as well. Do you kind of maybe want to touch on some of those? Like what are some, I guess, very basic level marketing tactics that a lot of people kind of use like right out of the gate that have maybe been just totally used up?
Sure. And I think like, just to put it simply, like there's a lot of ways to just like be bad at marketing, if that's just a really simple way to do it. And I think the one that I kind of want to focus on today is like bad social media marketing, just because I think that that's one where, you know, there's still a lot of reach within that atmosphere. It's still really affordable. You know, we look at some of the traditional mediums like television, radio, and a lot of those are still accessible, but we're just not seeing the same return on investment most of the time. And not to say that there's not use cases, there totally are. Even billboards, I've seen some awesome billboards recently. But yeah, I think the biggest thing where you can go wrong with social media advertising, which leads me to say, you know, something maybe is even bad, is a lot of the times it goes back to the context of the platform. The most ready example that I can think of generally is just TikTok, and like you know, right now there's this hyper focus on short form content. And I've seen countless brands and even some of the larger ones that are now getting into those, you know, like Walmart or McDonald's.
Oh yeah, or like Oreo, or like
totally.
Is it Duolingo, the owl?
They've been doing
on TikTok.
So I'd say they're doing a little bit better. You know, there's questions about, you know, like how well does that actually support their brand image? My wife actually is using Duolingo now, so I don't know if there's anything there. But no, where I've seen it done bad is they basically take their commercial and they slap it on there. Mm. And they're like, oh, this is going to work. You know, it's TikTok. There's this large organic reach. I've heard somebody say to use it. You know, we had this commercial from 3 years ago. Let's just throw it on there, you know, and we'll get, you know, hundreds of thousands of views.
They're treating it almost like an ad platform of like, oh, if we just take what's already meant to be a commercial, that's content. Technically, that's content. So they're just, yeah, throwing it out there, which, as we know and as many people know who use TikTok and other social media platform, every platform kind of has its own like niche, if you will, of like what works, what doesn't work. And TikTok obviously has a lot of trends, so a Walmart video is not, or just any commercial video is probably not going to do well because it's not a trend. It's not really native to the app.
Right. And that's not to say that you can't sell things on there. It's just done differently. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas you think about TV, radio, it's, you have ad placements that you have a 30, you know, second generally spot where you fill it with
same
something.
Same as TikTok. TikTok.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting too with TikTok is now, and it's just interesting to watch these platforms because they all do it. They start off, like I think of when Vine came around, RIP. Yeah. You know, it was short form, but then they always make it a little bit longer. Like, because first it's, we want people's attention, so we're going to show them a bunch of videos really, really quickly. You know, they're going to get a lot of views because they're so quick, and then we want people to actually engage and stay longer. So then they allow these videos to be a little bit longer. Which is just an interesting, like they just all kind of follow the same cycle. YouTube, of course, is a little bit different on that end, but, I just think that's something that's so crucial. And yeah, not to say that ads don't work, you know, on TikTok. TikTok has a really great business manager that, you know, operates similar to Facebook ads, where, you know, you can kind of buy the audience that you want and place stuff. It totally just needs to fit the context. Totally needs to fit the context. And I think that that's really important. And what's tough too is there's not just like a blanket statement, you know. TikTok is, I would say, it's edgier. Generally there's a focus on humor, emotion, but it's not like that's going to work for everyone, because you also have to take into account, like, what's your brand. That's when I was talking about the Duolingo bird. Like, their videos blow up, but, you know, if I'm looking at pursuing a secret language and look at that, I'm like, that doesn't seem very legit. Like, that,
yeah, like, it feels weird because it's like their little mascot doing one of the trends, which has nothing to do with speaking a second language.
Well, and yeah, and that's what's hard. Like, you know, there's always that phrase of, you know, what is it, like, bad marketing is still marketing. There's no such thing as bad press.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just interesting when you take it, like, when you look at it from a long-term branding perspective, just like the image that it creates in somebody's mind about a certain product. So they are getting huge reach, huge engagement. But it's tough to know if that actually converts. And I think, you know, we had an intern here that I think wrote an article about that. And there were even some studies, and potentially even people from Duolingo that were sharing, you know, obviously it's very successful from a TikTok standpoint, but they're not sure if that's led to actual results. I've not looked into that. I should check.
Could you argue that maybe it does correlate to some degree? Now, whether the product is good or not, like, say, like, not Duolingo necessarily, but, like, say a platform, come out, and they make really fun videos on, like, TikTok or something. I feel like that can kind of give of, like, your branding identity of, like, oh, it's fun, which hopefully then means the app is fun. Like, I haven't heard people say that, oh, Duolingo is, like, a bad, like, not fun app. Oh, it's just so much work. I have friends that do it and stuff, and, like, we've been at parties and my friend whips it out and he starts doing his lessons Duolingo. And like he goes to a corner and starts like doing a Spanish lesson over in the corner and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta do my Duolingo today. So I feel like it speaks to a certain degree that they've built up this brand that someone at a party will whip out because it gives them a notification and he says, oh, I need to go do this because this is my daily Duolingo lesson.
Well, and I totally, I'm not at all saying that it's not successful. What's hard is, and it's just amazing because I feel like this is the phrase that always comes back around is it depends.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think about another thing you always have to consider. So there's always your goals. Like, what are the goals? You know, most of the time it's to build your business and to grow. But you also have to look at your target market. And so for folks, you know, I'd say on the younger end of things that, you know, they really enjoy TikTok. They watched a lot. It probably does do really, really well. Mm-hmm. And I also think about, just again, cause Darcy has that app and I've seen her use it and it's super quick. You know, it's very, the user experience is really clean, easy to use. It's definitely made for, a younger audience. And I mean, they could be like knocking it out of the park. I just think about overall, it's also always important with the context of the platform, also keeping your target audience in mind. Mm-hmm. Cause I could think about like my parents and maybe my parents aren't their target audience, you know?
Yeah.
So again, it depends, but they would look at that and just be like, what a joke.
Exactly. You know? Or like, yeah, if you don't know what this platform is, if your first experience with a brand is a goofy video that's maybe following a trend. Yeah. I could totally see where that's like a kind of like what the heck moment. Like I've seen so many, or not so many, but I've seen a couple times, like it'll be an office, either it's like a doctor's office or like it's like a law firm or something, or just like some sort of like business that you normally don't think of as fun, but they're on apps like TikTok or Instagram or like Twitter or something like that, and they're trying to be fun. But if that's the first time you come across, it's like, I don't really want to see my doctor like thrown it back because I'm like, hold on,
right?
Like, you need to perform surgery. Like, I'm trying to figure out who I should get like for like a knee replacement or something or whatever. I don't know, but like,
right?
It's kind of weird like that. Yeah, like I feel like it's definitely that double-edged sword. Or like, like you said, it depends because it can be positive or it can be negative depending on if you actually know what that person is and like what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I think of, you mentioned lawyer. I think it's Mike the Lawyer is his name that does the videos where it's like all those transitions and it kind of swoops out. And
oh, okay. Yeah.
Like he's like, here's what, you know, not to do if you get pulled over, or here's what not to do if this. And so it's very basic educational content where I think you could just record a 10-second video and just say what not to do.
Yeah.
But it's informative. It's very basic, but he just makes it wildly entertaining. And okay. So he's gained a really, really large following. You know, there's flashing red and blue lights. Like, it's visually engaging.
Yeah, so it's, like, highly edited. Like, someone took the time to go in, whether it's him or someone else he's paying, to, like, actually edit out, like, transitions and edit in effects mm-hmm. instead of, yeah, just him, like, putting up the camera and being like, oh, what's up?
Well, right, and it keeps in mind the context of the platform, which it needs to be highly engaging.
Yeah.
He needs to sell what he's talking about in the video immediately. That's that first few mm-hmm. seconds that needs to get shared. But I, you know, but what's clear is as he's done, you know, probably thousands of those videos now, it's clear that he knows what he's talking about, you mm-hmm. know, so while it's engaging, while it's, you know, funny, I would say somewhat,
some funny
it's clearly, you know, it's clear that he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another lawyer too, that is, they always, his deal is he always just has these really fancy suits on, and he always has these like rings on that are all like gold and diamonds and stuff. Kevin's got you covered if you're ever curious. That's his thing. But while it's goofy and while it's eye-catching, you can tell that when he talks, like, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's almost like he developed this character of like having all this flashy stuff to get your attention on the app, of like something flashes as you're scrolling and you're like, what is this? And then all of a sudden when he gets to the actual content, he's like super serious. I've seen that too with like people go from like a caricature to like, or using a caricature of themselves or of like the type of person within their hobby to like sell their hobby or to sell their business or something. Like I see gym people do all the time of like, they'd be like one of those like, someone will look like a gym bro type of thing where they'll be looking at the camera and be like, brother, like I just want to let you know to have a fantastic day and it's okay to cry. Like just stuff like that where it's like this, taking this hyper masculine thing of like, oh, the almost the branding around people who go to the gym a lot. Of like, oh yeah, they're super like fit and they're just like really like aggressive or yada yada. But then some people have been kind of turning that around and changing the branding almost of like, you can still participate in this activity. You can still participate in this, even if you don't fit this mold of like a Randy Savage, like brother, like type of guy.
Right. Well, again, it just totally depends. It depends on what you're going for. You know, if you're a like just the super like the super quiet, calm massage spa,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think about, you know, you shouldn't, in my mind, be making these high energy, fast paced, like, you know, invite folks. I've seen videos do well on these platforms that it's like, you know, here's your break for the day to just take 15 seconds, mm-hmm. clear your mind, you know, kind of like those like
you've been scrolling through.
Yes. Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. and I'm like, shut up. I don't need this right now.
I love the comments on those ones. But yeah, well, and I think it's important to remember, like a lot of these things, you know, it's always good to remember your marketing funnel, you know, so where in your marketing funnel are these activities? And it's always top of funnel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's top line awareness. All you want to do is catch somebody's attention so that they want to learn more about you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's primarily the goal, you know, and so when we think about things like Duolingo, you know, this lawyer, which, you know, I'd have to imagine that he just gets emails all the time, you know, and he'd be able to pick out like, oh, you know, that's one that I would want to take. You know, maybe there's higher ability to make money or not. But again, it is important to remember that it is that top of funnel. We want the most awareness as possible so that we get the most attention so that people start moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really interesting about it right now is there is that really high organic opportunity, especially, you know, when you think of things like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts,
mm-hmm.
they're all kind of behaving the same way because everyone wants that energy.
Yeah,
you know,
they want a little bit of that cut.
Yeah, oh, totally. And so, yeah, that's where I think people go the most wrong, you know, when I talk about like bad marketing or bad social media advertising is it usually is just something that misses the context, you know, doesn't think about the audience that it's going to be put in front of. And I think about, you know, anymore with everything just being so short, you know, shorter videos, shorter attention spans, shorter time to encourage somebody to watch your video. Just bad marketing, bad content marketing totally just kills momentum.
Oh, 100%.
So that's one of the things, you know, and then if you're putting money into it, it's a waste of money. You know, if you're doing right. the wrong thing, you know, it's
you're making these overhyped videos and you're yeah, like the relaxing spot and you're like throwing in money to it of like, how come these aren't getting the engagement? It's like, well, because people are confused.
Well, and right. And I think too, like, you know, I say it's a waste of money. I try never to say it's a waste of time because I think you should investigate some of that stuff because mm-hmm. you might have in your head like, oh, this is what's going to work, and you start trying it and it's like, that yeah. is not it. So no, I think it's important to try it out. The context is really the biggest part, but yeah, it's funny. I think TikTok is funny specifically because if you put something out that doesn't match the context of the app, like, people are going to let you know.
Oh yeah.
And they're not going to hold
it's
back.
It's super funny. Or like,
I think it's funny. I think people get nervous mm-hmm. about it, but I just, you have to laugh.
Oh, 100%. Well, because, yeah, that one's it's an interesting one. Not to go off too far off here, but, like, I've noticed that on TikTok, too, people stopped, almost like Discord and stuff, people stopped using their actual profile images. It's now just pictures of other things.
Right.
So I feel like that's definitely, there's an anonymity, or however you would say that
yep.
word.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yeah.
where, yeah, it's like, if you put something out there, like you said, people on the app will know because, yeah, they're hiding behind something that's not really their face. It's like they just make an account. They have no videos, no bio, whatever. It's just this random person that has, like, no followers. And then they're just telling you, like, this is no longer a trend. Like, you look silly. Like, get off the app, boomer. Like, something goofy like that. Like, they're going to let you know.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing when we're talking about poor social media advertising or just stuff to watch out for, you know. If somebody tells you you spend money on a commercial just to put it on TikTok, it's
yeah.
You always can, but maybe you shouldn't.
But yeah, everything kind of has its limitations, and everything yeah. kind of has its own unique rules and sets of guidelines.
Completely.
Awesome, cool. Well, thanks for joining us, Aaron. Thank you so much for giving us an insider on some not so great content marketing, but then also we found out some good ways to go about it, such as like staying true to your brand, having a little bit of fun along the way. That's always important, and things like that. If you want more of this type of content, or if you just want to join a community of people that have a lot of ideas to offer up, you should think about joining the Raisin Brand community over on Circle, which is an awesome community full of professionals from marketing to video production to graphic design to branding, all the above. And it's professionals, students, people who just have a general interest and hobby in it, and definitely check that out in the description. There'll be a link down there. Yeah, and thank you for watching, and hope everyone has a fantastic week. Thank you again, Aaron.
Take care. You take care, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.